Hi everyone, it's Lily Sullivan, and this is the final episode of Going Deep on Earwolf Presents this September. I know, I'm sad too, but I'm leaving you all with the first episode of season two with guests Hayes Davenport and Sean Clements. The boys are in full form this episode, and I love it. So give it a listen, and thank you for listening to Going Deep all month on Earwolf Presents. If you enjoy it, check out the new season out now on Stitcher Premium. For a free month of listening, go to stitcherpremium.com and use promo code DEEP. Thank you and enjoy.
What you're about to hear is a totally real, not fake couples counseling session. It contains bad words, sex stuff, and therapeutic techniques that are not legally allowed to be used inside the United States. For the purposes of maintaining confidentiality, names and some identifiable characteristics were meant to be removed. However, we did not have enough time.
Not to sound like an Ivy League college kid who just got back from Tanzania, but I've grown a lot since we last spoke. I'm not going to bore you with the details, but let's just say after numerous defamation lawsuits and a viral tweet calling me a, quote, narcissistic charlatan obsessed with buttered gnocchi and linen pants, my lawyer and I decided it would be best for me to turn my analytical eyeballs on myself for once and be my own therapist. After all, if I'm going to seek treatment, I want the best of the best. And there's no therapist on earth as good as me. That and no other therapist would take me on as a client because I'm a, quote, liability to their practice and family. The point is, over the last year, I have dared to go where no woman in turquoise jewelry has gone before. On a quest of self-discovery that takes her to Italy, India, and Bali, all the while sleeping with men that look like Javier Bardem. After hours of staring deeply into my soul and my butthole, I learned that there is actually nothing wrong with me as a therapist or a patient. These idiots suing me for my, quote, aggressive and profoundly unprofessional therapeutic techniques are just scared of what they'd find if they let me stare into their brown eye. Yet, my legal team has advised me to lay low for the time being. Ugh, be nice, they said. You don't want to go bankrupt and end up working at the dressing rooms at Aritzia watching Gen Z try and low-rise baggy jeans and tube tops. And so we came to an agreement. In exchange for a season two of my podcast, I would agree to be nice to my patients and listeners. So listen up, you little freaks. It's time for our first session.
Okay, Jake and John. Which one is Jake and which one's John?
I'm Jake.
Okay. John here.
And this is a unique situation I'm seeing in my file. You guys want to walk me through sort of how it all started?
Jake, why don't you tell her because you seem to have such a good handle on it.
Okay, I kind of don't think it's that unique. I think some of the decisions that we made as a result, but I think the like.
Sorry, sorry to cut in. Is it? I don't mean to. We're obviously really grateful to have the
session
time with you. Is it normal professionally to begin a session by kind of otherizing your clients, commenting on the situation as unique? I just didn't.
You mean, I don't know. Like,
should I feel self-conscious about it?
Yeah,
if that's normal, then
that's
good to know because then I know what to expect moving forward.
Well, I highly doubt that you've had sessions with someone as trained and as measured and as fantastic of a therapist as me. So I don't think you really know what normal is.
No, that's why I asked.
That's why we're asking.
Yeah, but I don't think you. I think I can sense some judgment from you now.
I don't know what normal is, and I'm asking you what normal is.
Then this is normal.
Perfect.
Okay, great.
Then I like it. Go ahead, Jake. You were, I interrupted.
Yeah.
You really did interrupt.
So did you just now.
Jesus Christ, this is going to be hard. My first session is with Jake and John. Like that pulled pork sandwich I had for lunch, I can tell these two are really going to try and make me explode. But I made a promise to keep my cool, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. I use a visualization technique my therapist Diana taught me. I picture myself inside of a gigantic croissant, eating the innards and downing red wine while an Italian man named Lorenzo goes down on me. I take a deep breath, and I begin again.
Go ahead, Jake.
So John and I...
Just tell her, Jake.
...were co-workers. Again, it's very normal dynamic.
Jake, whenever you're ready.
I have been talking.
Okay.
You want me to start it?
No, oh, sorry.
I haven't said much. I can easily start over. I barely said anything.
Please continue.
I can cover what he said. Is we were co-workers.
Yeah. You know, we worked in shipping at granola bars, like not a big deal. Not a company that like makes granola bars, but that is like it does them. You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
It does the granola bars.
It is heavily leveraged in that like area. Doesn't like make them.
Yes. That
and
but
doesn't
that's
ship
like where...
them. People are like, oh, so you ship the granola bars? No.
No, we do some shipping logistics work in terms of we will try to kind of map out what the best route is to get to various distributors. But we don't ship them and we don't have a department for that.
So you cook the granola bars?
No. We don't cook them. They're already cooked.
Do you some package
of them, are,
them?
Some of them, of course, are raw. Some of them aren't cooked at all. We don't package them. We never, they're never on site. We're never anywhere near them. But we are very heavily leveraged in all aspects of supply chain logistics. And like,
can I ask a quick question? Is this granola?
What were the others?
We're at question 4 or 5 from you. Yeah. So
I'm asking one question. Mm-hmm. Is this granola bar company that one that's called Two Moms in the Raw?
No, this is not Two Moms in the Raw. That company.
What's the name of your company?
Granola bars.
Granola bar. Granola bars.
It's just that's the name. Just granola bars.
Granola bars.
It's what we do.
What about Ezekiel 4:9?
The bread.
That's bread.
No,
bread.
No, it's not.
It's English muffins as well.
But no, it's also a cereal and could be substituted as granola.
It's not available in bar form.
It might be.
We're telling you it isn't.
Okay. I guess I work in the field. So
you guys make sure that the granola bars get to the distributor to be shipped.
No, not the final destination.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not shipping, so we're never the point of origin, and we also do not land the bars at the distributor itself, but we do map out a route that we believe...
That would not go well.
No, I would not want to see... It'd be a lot of hungry granola bar fans. Hands if we were in charge of that. We're just, you know, that's not our job.
So you just draw maps is what I'm getting.
We draw them.
I'm gonna draw anything.
But we design them.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're working, you're making these maps at granola bars.
Designing, yeah.
Designing.
Yeah.
And you're working as coworkers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we met at the office. We're spending a lot of time at work together. Started to hang out more outside of work.
What did that look like?
Just kind of click.
Yes.
You know, I still, I remember that there was a day that, and I'm going to mess this up, were we trying to figure out how to bypass Toledo if you were coming either from Sacramento to...
From the 20.
To like, yes.
Yes.
So we're both talking about it, and at the same time, I think we said the 20.
Yes.
And just, like, laughed, and then I was like, hey, man, are you ever thirsty after work? And do you remember what you said, Jake?
Absolutely. I said, today, for the first time ever,
yeah,
I am going to be really thirsty after work.
Yeah, because he hadn't. And he had one of those big water bottles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of those ones that are like a size of a...
It's all my water for the whole day.
Yeah. And it said it has little inspirational quotes at like every line, so you get to like whatever 16 ounces, and it goes like, "Keep going, champ, you got it."
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it says, "Drink their ass, king," and it like it, just all these different things to like motivate you to finish it. But anyway,
did it say "You are enough" at the top?
Well, that wouldn't be very motivated at the top where the water's full. I mean,
no, it would, because then it's. Yeah, because it seems like you've had enough. Then it's like you've had enough water. So anyway, we ended up going to just to the sort of local kind of tavern, just walking there after work and getting a couple, you know, mugs of suds and chopping it up. It turned out we had a ton in common. Mm-hmm.
What do you have in common?
ATVs.
We both ride them. We both like to fix them up.
That's nice.
There's a course in the woods almost exactly in between both our houses where you can do jumps and stuff.
You know, I'm just realizing you two kind of, you resemble each other, you know? You dress alike a little bit with the flames on the shirts and everything.
I guess, we're both wearing flame shirts. We have similar
helmets.
Yeah,
our helmets have. Sure.
Yeah, you guys can take the helmets off if you want to, you know.
You know, I rode honestly, my ATV easy. Here and I, yeah.
Yeah, like just for time. I know we only have a certain amount of time and, you know, we're just going to have to put them on right after. So,
it's harder for me to really tell the difference between you and sort of your emotions when you're wearing it full.
Okay, so you're saying we can.
I'm just offering.
Take them off, or we have to take them off.
Yeah, because I guess I know in most settings that
I'm allowed to not wear an ATV helmet.
Yeah,
that's
unless I'm
not
actually
new
on
information.
The ATV.
Okay,
I pretty much know I can't.
You know what?
Do
forget
that.
I said anything. I just wanted to offer that.
That's going
to
be impossible. But what we can do is move past it. So we started riding a lot of ATVs. We started going.
So these
mudding,
are TVs that you ride around?
Yeah, I mean the concept is kind of similar in that like there's a story. There's like a story arc to every experience. Every time you turn it on, you're basically going into like on an immersive journey that has like a trajectory, and by the end you're changed in some way.
And there are obstacles and they make you grow and it stands for all terrain vehicle.
We've
tested that out. Is it all terrains really,
or is it just some? And it turns out it is all.
Have you ever met bigger losers? Oh my God, sorry. That was too mean, wasn't it? All right, I meant, have you ever met dumber idiots? Shit, that was mean too. Okay, let's try this again. Have you ever met worse people in your entire life? Damn it. All right, being nice is really hard. You know what? I'm just gonna stop while I'm behind. Back to the two grown men who probably have matching tattoos of Calvin pissing.
I guess we should talk a little bit about our families, right? I mean, we do that here.
You can talk about family. You can talk about whatever you want.
We're both from pretty small families.
Yeah.
That's something we would talk about a lot, you know, and I think part of like even getting into ATV culture is like, yeah, it's an expensive habit. And I think that both of us had maybe parents that kind of wanted to spoil us because we were these special boys and we had both always wished that we had a brother. After work and riding these ATVs, I felt like I finally did have one, another one.
Yeah.
And I had two sisters as well. And I had a couple half.
Yeah.
I had a couple half siblings.
Oh, okay.
And it was just kind of like, should we do that? Let's just do it.
It feels like we're brothers. And then I think it was you, Jake, that said, well, I don't know, should we make it official? So we went down to the courthouse and just sort of like started the paperwork. And obviously,
yeah, you know, I mean, we had to go a lot. Like, it's not, process. It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't just like one trip. To
no,
the
but we,
courthouse.
But that was, I mean, it the was, initiation, and then
it was. I mean, they, like, not even just one courthouse. It was. We had to go.
It
to
was
a
whole
lot
series. Yeah,
of okay. courthouses. Because not even just courthouses, like all different kinds of like court buildings. Like,
you're just dealing with a lot of legal figures to get
oh
the.
Oh my god.
And they come and do like home checks and stuff too. You're not even always going to them. They'll come to you and just make sure that you guys are really like being brothers.
And then do you have to pay a fee of some kind or
one fee? I wish.
Yeah.
Oh, multiple fees. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it
no,
is a
they
big
get
deal.
You coming and going. They yeah. yeah, they really they get their money's worth from you.
So how much do you guys think you paid to become brothers?
So
it's like $60,000 for the license, and then
yeah,
$60,000.
I got that. Yeah,
for the just the license is $60,000.
And then you need like the certificate of brotherhood. You have to do the classes. You have to go to all these these like classes to do it. Mm-hmm.
The ambulance.
The ambulance.
Yeah, and you're supposed to. Yeah, and you're supposed to tip the driver and the ambulance.
Mm-hmm. Why is the what's the ambulance doing there?
It's part of the classes.
Yeah,
it's like a test.
There's classes. Yeah. Like, oh, it's a whole course. How to become the best brother?
It's not being the best. It's just being like, it's just a legal, like official term where you guys, you know, but it was a long road. I wouldn't want to put a number on it with any certainty, but I would say that we probably spent about $750,000.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. That's a lot more than I thought you were going to say. Wow. So you really wanted to be brothers.
It's less than a million. Well, when we started it, I would say, and I hope this isn't hurtful, if I had known at the beginning how much it entailed and just how expensive it was going to be, I don't know that I would have taken the first step.
Mm.
But also I would say, if you told me, like, by the time we were actually like formalizing this, we had gotten so much closer over that we're riding our ATVs like to and from all these different appointments and the classes, like,
and it's all hours of the night that we have to go, and yeah, we're
yes, and it's
dangerous.
So long, like, this is like, you know, like during this whole process, I'm like getting married. I'm starting another family at the same time,
which is fine.
And how much did marrying your wife cost? I mean, that must have been
that.
It was obviously impacted by the amount that we were spending.
I was going to say, did you end up spending more becoming a brother than becoming a husband?
Than becoming a husband? No, that was like $850
but probably would have been more because they ended up having a pretty small wedding relatively.
Mm-hmm. It's just way more ambulances for starters, but
and I think there were points throughout the process in the middle of it where maybe one of us would start to have second thoughts and the other one was always there to be the rock, and that
Got
if
it.
He wavered, you know, John was there for him, myself.
Yeah.
If John, me was wavering, you know, there's Jake. He's, you know, he's got his hand on the throttle of my ATV and he's, you know, he's helping me to navigate.
And we could sort of be a team. Mm-hmm. I think part of what like brought us closer together is like, as other people are inevitably dragged into this process, because our parents had to get married.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Which was
I didn't realize this.
Each of our parents, each of our sets of parents have to sort of like incorporate as one like entity and marry the other.
You need to have a shared history.
The other unit. Yeah.
So the units, like two sets of parents would have to marry or agree to be a part of a unit. You're combining family trees.
Well, first each set has to like kind of become like one individual, like has to incorporate as one individual.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't matter if they're like, if it's a boy or a girl, like we're like, We're like, we don't care.
I didn't give a shit about any of that, yeah. But our parents.
But it does
did.
Have to be one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing in your file that your parents were a little upset about the process. At least yours.
They despised each other. I mean, they absolutely despised each other. They didn't want to do it. They thought it was, to use my dad's language, stupid. Mm-hmm. Mm. You know, he said that to me.
He said it was stupid.
This is stupid.
And how did that make you feel?
Stupid, I guess, kind of stupid.
I felt stupid.
Can I ask, whose last name did you take when you guys...
Mine.
It was, yeah, Jake.
So Jake's mm-hmm. family is the Garfields?
They're the Garfield family. Yes, now I'm the Garfield family. Yeah. As well.
Garfield.
And I did make my parents also took the Garfield.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are they Garfield Incorporated now?
They're Garfield and Sons, right? I mean,
they are Garfield and Sons.
And we're the Sons.
But, yes.
So you guys are just one big company.
But them as one entity,
mm-hmm.
his parents are now Bart Garfield.
Yeah.
Bartfield.
No.
No.
Bart Garfield.
I think I've got it. Bartfield.
So you like, don't listen. You don't listen so hot.
Excuse me?
Excuse me.
This is my, you're Excuse lucky you. You're in here. You're lucky that you got an appointment.
Don't
I don't
feel
know.
Lucky right now. Sorry, I'm upset about.
Wow. It, clearly. You're lucky I don't take things personally.
I'm upset about something else.
You're lucky I was barely listening to you.
His last name was Mario.
Yeah.
Your last name was Mario?
My name was John Mario.
John Mario.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So how did that conversation come about? Did you just know that you couldn't take the last name Mario?
Well, he didn't. I don't think you wanted to be Jake Mario, right? And your parents, none of our parents wanted to change their names at all. I mean, you know, my mother especially, you know, her name is Nirmal.
Excuse me, Nirmal?
Yeah.
Nirmal's beautiful. That's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she had misgivings about being Nirmal Garfield, as anyone would, you know. But at the same time, like, I wanted the name. I thought it, like, it fit my personality. We didn't want to hyphenate.
Mm-hmm.
And really,
and for them, it doesn't really
budge.
And they're just becoming one person anyway. So, like... They can meet in the middle and both change their names and just, so they, of course, together are now just Bart Simpson Garfield.
Jake and John made a decision that had a profound impact on their family's lives. Can you imagine being a couple in your 60s and checking into the airport as Bart Simpson Garfield? How mortifying. If I were them, I would rather my son commit arson. I'd rather he steal my identity. I would rather my son be a frat guy who wears a blazer with salmon shorts than decide to become his co-worker's brother. Wow. Look at me feeling empathy for someone else. I told you I've changed.
So how did everyone in the office take the news of you becoming brothers? Were they supportive?
Jealous.
Jealous?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jealous.
From the first meeting, we gathered everyone in, just wanted to say, hey, this is not like this is not going to change anything about like how we do our work, but just from a human resources perspective, we just want to let everyone
mm-hmm.
know. You could just see like absolute everyone in the office. Just you look around the conference room, everyone is just fuming.
Green was not their color, mm-hmm. Diana. Mm-hmm. They were very, very envious of the bond that we shared. And also, we had had some disciplinary stuff going against the both of us as individuals. And it's a lot more of a headache for them to fire us immediately after we've announced the office that we've become brothers. Like that is...
Yes. And I'm not going to say that wasn't a consideration in going into this.
Yeah.
That
it didn't hurt.
It doesn't look great. for
no,
a company to fire two men as soon as they make the decision to,
you know,
become brothers.
Anywhere within the next, I'd say, like, 3 to 5 years, if they do it, you can pretty much draw a straight line, and we could sue the pants off granola bars, sue the wrappers off them. So
we don't actually, obviously, we don't actually deal with the wrappers. But
no, I don't deal. I assume they're wrapped.
Is it such a big deal that a company would fire two brothers? I mean, two white guys.
So what?
Yeah.
You're young, I think. At least you appear young. You dress young.
I'll take the compliment.
How old are you?
So young, but not cool.
Not cool at all. Jake and John. So boring. I'm asleep with those names.
So go to sleep then.
Yeah. You're asleep? Go to sleep.
I don't sleep. Not lately.
Why would it be a big deal to fire us? It's just... immediately after the announcement, there's no way that you could separate the cause, whatever it may be, even if we have, you know, it, each individually had some lapses in judgment in the workplace. But I, you know, for me, it doesn't even, I don't even care about that so much because I have an entrepreneurial spirit. I think you can tell. I had wanted to actually start my own business. And part of, I think, why we've been under so much stress and why we wanted the session is something about becoming brothers has totally changed our dynamic, and things that felt very easy and fun before, like me kind of talking about my business ideas, and Jake would go, oh, that's so cool. Oh, that's awesome. I hope you do that. And now suddenly when I say, like, well, let's go do it, He doesn't want to co-sign anything for me. Like, he doesn't want to help me get a small business loan.
I mean, I'm happy to go through the words again. I think that's awesome.
That's so cool.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, let's go do this.
You should totally do that.
You should totally do that. Exactly.
With my brother. I mean, and that's implied.
I still stand by that. I still believe that. I think I said at the time, I'm not helping, and I'm not going. Once it's open, I won't.
Pre-brotherhood, you said, yes, of course, which anyone would. If you're just like some buddy, it's insane to quit your job and go, you know, go start.
What is the business? I want to know.
Yeah. It's called the Granola Bar. It is a bar. There's no booze, but it's a bar type setting.
It's healthy.
It's healthy. Healthy
but it's
stuff.
Not like juice either.
No, it's like pudding, like chia pudding, stuff like that.
Like
and
Ezekiel 4:9.
No, they don't make pudding.
They don't make that. They don't.
I'm pretty sure they do.
It's like almost 100% bread.
They're primarily.
I know they have other products.
English muffins.
Yeah, they definitely. Don't
I
make
bet
pudding.
They make some pudding and yogurts and thing. I bet.
Well, we probably wouldn't carry them anyways because.
Well, I was on the page of what all the different products. Let me see if there's Ezekiel pudding.
But it's healthy, no. And you can ride.
And they
you
are.
Can
and
ride,
they aren't going to.
And says. You can ride your ATV inside.
Okay, so you ride your ATV
into the health food granola bar,
and it's literally a little bar area where you serve pudding with granola on top.
I'm not locked into that.
We haven't, and I say we haven't.
And I love hearing you say that.
We haven't.
This
been
is
able
what
to
I've been waiting. I mean,
figure out how
you,
to get.
Diana.
Like we say, we don't. We're not involved in like landing the plane.
Yeah.
For like getting the granola to the actual.
No,
place.
And that's been a challenge. Actually, my attempts to interface with the other departments have mostly been I've been getting stonewalled because I do have, you know, I currently have granola bar kind of letterhead that I thought would open some doors for me in terms of like getting in touch with some of the distributors and being able to possibly get some kind of discount on launching this. And I've been getting a lot of fuck yous back.
I have a question. Is this part of the reason that the company would want to fire you two to begin with. And that's why...
Stealing the letterhead.
Yeah.
And ripping the S off of the granola bar so it just says granola bar.
Yeah, and writing the and block letters above it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't their favorite thing I've done. And then sending that very same letterhead to my superiors at the company.
It actually might have been.
Their favorite thing I've done?
Yeah.
I guess that's right.
I'm not saying they liked it, but...
In terms of the other things that I have taken from the company, the letterhead is pretty replaceable. I don't think it's a big part of their overhead.
So Jake is not supporting John in John's entrepreneurial...
Yeah, right. I am. I'm absolutely supporting...
But Jake doesn't want to go into business with John.
I've said so many times that it's cool. I don't want to go into business or into the business.
What's the difference between those?
But Jake, I can't like...
What's the difference between those? I mean, like, you go into business mm-hmm. on a water store or whatever. Like, you're investing in it. You're helping get it launched and all that. You go into the business as you walk inside.
Oh, you mean the physical building. Now I understand. You don't want to go into the granola bar.
No, I won't be going
But it's
in
like,
there.
Then you say you're supportive, but then you don't want to help me out, but you know that I can't.
Why don't you want to help, Jake? What's so bad? What's so bad about this idea? I think it sounds bad, but...
Let's separate the two issues. One, like, the reason I don't want to...
know what an ATV is, so...
It's a TV.
The reason I don't...
Yeah, yes, it's a TV. That's exactly what I was going to say, you said.
Go ahead, Jake, whenever you're ready.
The reason I don't want to go into the business is it's way too cold. It's a huge part of the idea that it's going
to
be...
I want it to be really cold.
Yes.
What's way too cold?
The granola bar.
The business, the inside of the shop will be really cold.
So it's going to be like a fridge in there? Why would it have to be cold?
Well, I'm going to look stupid wearing a parka if it's really warm.
So why don't you take off the parka?
It says the name of the business.
When I get two moms in the raw in the mail, the granola is hot. It's been sitting in the sun.
Then they have the hot granola market. Like they have that.
Yeah.
So where can I fit in that someone is not yet making an impact? Maybe somebody, you know, you're a great customer for me, right? If you decide like this shit's too fucking hot. Like, what are these moms doing in the raw?
I love the
granola so
moms.
Hot. Fine, but mm-hmm. not everyone's going to feel the same way that you do. And somebody must have canceled and thought it was too hot at some point, and that's who I go and grab.
And what's the opposite of
get in here?
What's the opposite of two moms in the raw?
Yeah. One brother
in the
parka.
The parka.
Yeah.
Okay, be honest with me. Do you think that you could make it through this session without killing them? I mean it. He just said he's building an entire pudding business around wearing a parka indoors. Ugh, it's time for another visualization technique. Okay. I'm in a massive baguette. I'm covered in a gourmet French butter. I'm chain smoking cigarettes as a brutally hot Frenchman named Francois fingers me. Whew. Okay, back to the session.
I don't want to go. I don't want to be that cold. He's wearing the parka.
So you just physically don't want to stand in the really cold.
But say what's really going on, which is your marriage made you completely reverse your position on this business because you were not always so against getting into it, and you fell in love, which I think is neat. But I believe that it is you listening to your wife rather than your real legal brother about like what to do with your finances. And you know that I can't lease the space that I want to without your help, because you know that I have a complicated legal history.
Tell me.
I ran over my dad's ass with an ATV.
No, he ran over his dad's ass with an ATV. And so that's like you getting hit. So yes, obviously it's been, like, having Jake Garfield on the lease is going to be more palatable, and like, and he's been very open that it's less about my business acumen or whatever, that he wants me involved. He wants a name on the lease that would not create the same impression that, like, people that are riding ATVs into this store, like, are not going to be scared because John Garfield's name on it, that, like, his dad's ass is going to be, like, in the doorway, and they're going to be just like,
or that I could run over their ass, which I never.
So you literally ran over his ass.
Yeah.
It wasn't like any other part of his body. You just ran over the ass.
Yeah.
Got it. Was he laying down?
He was sitting in a tire swing all the way through. And I kind of came by. There was a little ramp, and I just sort of popped a wheelie, and I managed to, like, really carve along the top of his ass with the two.
So you hit him off the swing. You cut the swing off, and you ran over his ass.
I hit his ass, yeah, and I sort of rode along the top of it, and then the back bumper kind of popped him out of the swing, and then he was laying, you know, sprawled out, face down, in a bunch of mud.
So, Jake, tell me about your wife. I see.
Yeah.
Do I have to be here
so she, in the same way that John has ambitions that I've always encouraged, my wife does as well. And sort of the passion that sort of drew me, she wants to start a college. She always has wanted to have her own college. That comes with a lot of
a little pretension.
Financial. I mean, you have to have, like, the quad alone is insane.
It sounds so expensive.
I am always saying, like, can we make it a try? You know, like, it's like
I've heard him say that.
Yeah, that funny. Makes sense.
And there's usually some there's the science building. Mm. There's like
it's funny because a quad is a name for an ATV too.
Yeah.
Ah.
Four wheeler quad.
Got to be a place to have lunch.
Cafeteria.
And she wants it to be the world's biggest college.
Yeah.
Which is, again, passion, ambition. Like, I love her for it.
So can I ask you, Jake, are you rich or something? Because everyone seems to want you to fund these things in their lives, if you think about it.
Am I rich? Well, I've got...
He's got a wife and a brother.
I've got a passionate wife. I've got a brother. So,
richest man.
I guess I've never thought about it.
You guys are so boring. It's insane.
I guess I am.
My whole life.
So
I guess I am pretty
depressing.
Rich.
I'm talking about money.
Do I have money?
Do you have money?
I have exactly enough money to go through the legal process of being brothers with my friend, get married, and start the world's biggest college. That is exactly how much money I have. And so on top of that, am I starting a healthy bar that serves chia pudding and possibly gruel on top if we can get it there?
In a refrigerator?
No. That's exactly how much money I have.
I see. Do you have a significant other, John?
Not really. You know, I've dated. You know, I've dated. I'm not. I don't like the way.
Are you done?
I don't want to be.
What was that?
It's clearly in the middle of a sentence.
They don't. I don't want anybody to touch the parts of me that touch my ATV.
Okay, I see. So we're dealing with some real, real.
I'm pretty happy with the ATV and with my brother too for companionship. And I think girls today are
the game has
very
changed.
Fast.
Yeah,
they're very fast. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to that.
Okay.
You know, I'm a little more old-fashioned. I'm a little more traditional. So I've been having trouble meeting someone because they move very fast.
What's the pace that you would want to go on? I want you guys, actually, let's do a little bit of an exercise. just for John's sure. sake. Jake, okay. why don't you pretend to be a woman on a date with John? I want to see how this works. I want to see John in action here. So you're at a granola bar. How about that?
Okay. Hey, thanks for taking me here. Obviously, I won't be going inside, but looks really nice from the outside.
Okay, well, thanks for coming. I'm going to go in. I work here.
You know what? I hate that it's at the granola bar. I hate it.
Well, I don't think it was okay. a strong choice just because you know that I have to work if I'm there.
Well,
and
I thought,
and you already know Jake doesn't want to go
I'm
in.
I'm not going in.
I guess
so.
I yeah. thought maybe you
maybe
would
you should put us somewhere else.
Brought a woman on a date to your business. I don't know. Fine. You are at a Chili's to go.
Okay.
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 Well, now that we're inside, obviously there's no place to eat, so do you just want to eat? There's a little space kind of next to the window, not a full sill, but we could probably sit the packages on there and just like eat there. Does that?
I'm okay with you doing that. I would rather probably sit in my car.
You're going to sit in the car? Okay.
Yeah. Or I guess my ATV. I think of it as a car when I bring it.
Okay. Why can't you just be on the date? Why do we have to talk about where you're eating? And how it's
well. These were
the
your
logistics.
Suggestions. You suggested
you're the
you
one
know
to
what?
Go.
I'm going to give you an easy one.
Because the choice to go is yeah.
I'm going
to
give you an easy
one. That's to go.
One.
Yeah.
You're at a 7-Eleven, and you're on a date.
Okay.
My
brother
for,
loves
thanks
this
for,
place.
Well, thanks for bringing me. Do you want me to take your parka?
No, it's mine.
Well, I don't mean take it with me to like have it forever. I can just like just take it off just so you can be more comfortable.
I guess I'd feel pretty vulnerable without it.
Okay.
Are you going to get anything?
Yeah, let me see. Can I get the
Oh my God, I'm dying.
What's going on? That was actually feeling pretty good.
I was just about to order.
Like a little better than.
I was going to order.
What I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Was John interacting with a woman, you know, on okay. a date, and all sure. you guys did was show me logistic. You know,
That's our job. You know, yeah, that's our way of life. Yeah. Like we think about all day is logistics. Could conceivably, you know,
it was so boring.
Avoid a particular central city when traveling west to east. I'm sorry. It wasn't exciting for you.
I thought I was about to watch a little rom-com, but no, it was just literally the most boring thing.
Just
ever.
Rom.
Literally no rom, no com. I think. This was a good session, and truly, I can't help people who can't help themselves. So, John, if you want your relationship.
No. I thought you were going to say both of us.
John, Jake.
Okay.
Garfield. You guys are great brothers, and you're great working at the granola place, it sounds like. Granola bars. But we don't need to then open granola bar. I think I'm making perfect sense. Do you agree?
I agree that you think that.
Wonderful. Then my job here is done.
Okay. It feels like you're
neither
kicking
here nor
us
there,
out.
But I'm realizing, what do you get when you spell parka backwards?
A crap.
You guys need to get out of
my... So that's a breakthrough, I guess, a sort of.
Alaska okay. rap.
We can go.
Jake and John are what I like to call duds. And sometimes you just can't fix a dud. Instead, you have to let them go about their sad little lives. But the important thing is, I made it through the session without losing my cool. All it took was a fantasy of a chiseled Montenegrin eating out my ass inside of a profiterole. For the first time ever, I was nice. Sure, I wasn't Dolly Parton nice or Guy Fieri nice, but I was Ellen nice. And as we all know, that's not nice at all.
Dr. Deep would like to thank Sean Clements and Hayes Davenport. On a completely unrelated note, she has been enjoying listening to the podcast Hollywood Handbook and thinks you should check it out. Dr. Deep would also like to thank producer Kimmy Gregory, engineer Sam Kiefer, and Lily Sullivan, who is her greatest inspiration.